Writers on Fantasy, Gothic, and the Double. The world of the supernatural influenced the setting of epic poems, medieval ballads, and romances. These works are characterized by an extensive use of magic elements. Fantastic creatures, magic potions, invincible weapons, and tests of faith. Magic and the forest are fundamental to the development of one of the most charming amongst Shakespeare's plays, A Midsummer Night's Dream, even if the supernatural is present also in other works. Just think of the witches in Macbeth, the ghost in Hamlet, and the spirits in The Tempest. The fading reason, which dominated English literature at the end of the 17th and throughout the 18th century, led to an emphasis on the notion of order and decorum. It was only in the latter half of the 18th century that a new sensibility began to grow and found expression both in the visionary symbolic universe of Blake's poems and paintings and in Gothic fiction. The Gothic novel treats of melancholy and horror. It is a shadowy world of ruins and twilight scenery lit up from time to time by lurid flashes of passion and violence. All the time, we have the uncomfortable sense of being in a fantasy world which is about to reveal secrets of the human personality. Another feature of the Gothic was also the rebellion against the human limits, as in Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, where a scientist discovers how to bring inanimate matter to life and creates a man-monster. The Gothic genre became so popular that it continued to influence English writers, starting from the Bronte sisters throughout Henry James to Angela Carter in her contemporary revisitation of fairy tales. In the Romantic Age, to the extravagances of fantasy and imagination were added the startling visions linked to the alternative world of dream and drugs, such as in Coleridge's and in Keats' poems. The theme of duality was everywhere in evidence in the 19th century. The double or doppelganger is a second self or alter ego, which appears as a distinct and separate being perceived by the physical senses but existing in a dependent relation to the original. Dependent doesn't mean subordinate. In fact, often the double comes to dominate, control and usurp the functions of the subject. It became a device of psychological penetration for many writers. Edgar Allan Poe used it to express his obsessions with the mysterious, the eccentric, the otherworldly, and the horrible. Robert Louis Stevenson created the symbiotic relationship between Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the former locked in symbolic conflict with the sinister power he had unleashed from within his own being. The assumption that the photographic image is an extension of the self, and therefore a sort of double, found expression in Oscar Wilde's The Picture of Dorian Gray. The conflict between the self and its double, however, doesn't always imply destruction, madness, or the death of both. It can be finally exercised, and normality can be restored, as happens in Conrad's The Secret Sharer. In the present age, various tendencies in relation to fantasy literature have developed. The creation of alternative worlds to oppose an unsatisfactory reality, the projection into a fabulous past, the magic realism of Angela Carter's and Salman Rushdie's works.